is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 14th of April, 2014. 1828, on this date, Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language was published. It came at a time when Americans could hardly communicate with each other because regional dialects were so drastically different. Noah Webster was a schoolteacher. The textbooks in his school were from England. The student spelling was terrible. Bad spelling was a general condition in America. People assumed that there were several different spellings for any word. So he'd put together a spelling book. It was Webster who took the letter U out of English words like color and honor. And he spelled theater and center E-R instead of R-E. And he started compiling his dictionary, introducing American words, some of them derived from Native American languages: skunk, squash, wigwam, hickory, opossum, lengthy, and presidential, and congress, and caucus, which were not so relevant in England. Spent almost 30 years on the dictionary. It cost so much when it came out, though, $15, $20, huge amount in 1828, and Webster died in 1843 without having sold many copies. He traveled around promoting the dictionary, lobbied for copyright law, wrote his own edition of the Bible, compiled a dictionary of medical conditions. He did the first census, and a recent biography of him argued that Noah Webster would today be diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. It was on this day, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth in Ford's Theater in Washington, just 5 days after the surrender of the Civil War's Confederate leader, General Robert E. Lee. It was on this night the Titanic struck an iceberg on its way from Southampton, England, to New York City. The ship was designed with watertight compartments to withstand a head-on or side impact collision. Instead, it scraped along the side of an iceberg for 10 seconds trying to avoid it, and it tore open numerous separate compartments. Less than an hour before, a ship nearby tried to radio the Titanic to be aware of ice ahead, and the ship's radio operator on duty, overwhelmed with his job of relaying personal messages to passengers, said, "Shut up, I'm busy." 1939, on this day, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck was published. And the big day in the newspaper business, it's the anniversary of the first self-feeding rotary printing press in Baltimore. William Bullock was the inventor. 1863 was the date. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, teaching Mavis to ride a bike. We practiced in Baltimore's alleys with her dress tucked in so it would not catch in her wheels. It was late summer, and we waited until after supper when the sun melts. I held the seat and handlebars, and she pedaled as fast as she could. She has such thin legs, such balance. It did not take long before she left me standing in place, hands in my pockets, throat full of hope. A poem by Faith Sheeran, teaching Mavis to ride a bike, from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Anchor Bay Entertainment, with Philomena, directed by Stephen Frears and starring Steve Coogan and Judi Dench, on Blu-ray and DVD, April 15th. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.